In northwest Arkansas, health officials are working to stem a sharp rise in the number of tuberculosis cases, among other diseases. Thousands of immigrants are bringing the illnesses with them from the Marshall Islands as they arrive to work in the region's poultry factories. Certain beliefs discourage many traditional Marshallese from seeking medical help, so state and local health care agencies are stepping in. From member station KUAF in Fayetteville, Arkansas, Jacqueline Froelich reports.
Every day, St. Francis House Medical Clinic is jammed with patients. It's located in an old factory in the farming community of Springdale. The low-income health center serves northwest Arkansas's working poor, including 6,000 Marshallese immigrants.
The primary diseases we see in the Marshallese population are diabetes, hypertension, obesity, Hansen's disease, and tuberculosis.
Despite this litany of illness, nurse practitioner Pam Crisco says many islanders won't come to the clinic, and if they do, they rarely return. One reason, Crisco says, is that traditional Marshallese practice what is called magical thinking.
It seems to be a thing of if they wish the disease away, then it will go away. And if it's not something that they see or feel, which chronic diseases you often don't see or feel the effects of it, then it's not there.
Magical thinking is just one obstacle to accessing health care. Extreme modesty also deters islanders from seeing a doctor or talking about being sick. Marshallese community leader Carmen Changam says this modesty was taught to her ancestors by outsiders who brought Christianity to the islands in the 1800s.
Before the missionaries came, the ladies were going topless and all that. And when they came, they were told that it's a sin. It's a sin to go without clothes. Ever since then, they have this mentality that's been stuck in their head, and they're very conscious of it.
Changam says another reason certain Marshallese don't seek medical help is their reliance on traditional healing.
We still have folks, families, that have power to heal, and it could be healing using herbs. Or I've seen folks that heal with just chanting.
Chanting, however, will not cure contagious diseases such as tuberculosis. Because cultural practices and attitudes prevent many Marshallese from going to the doctor in the islands or here, Arkansas state and local health agencies mounted a campaign to go to them. Nancy Taylor is patient care coordinator at the Washington County Health Unit in Fayetteville.
It's not a culture that understands somebody just coming in 2 minutes, and this is what you need to do, and goodbye and good luck kind of thing. Have to develop an interpersonal comfort and become accepted into the community to have success.
For example, tuberculosis is one area that the Arkansas Department of Health is concerned about. 4 years ago, they noted a sharp rise in TB cases. They linked it to the Marshallese, who tend to live in large family groups in close quarters. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention gave the state agency several millions of dollars in grant funding. Now, with the help from the CDC, a Marshallese translator and nurses are treating islanders in their homes and also tracking the spread of the disease.
The health department follows an individual that's been diagnosed with tuberculosis for 2 years, and it's a constant monitoring of each individual situation and their contact situation, and I think the it's labor-intensive and time-intensive, obviously, but that pays off.
The payoff has been a decline in tuberculosis cases this past year. Marshallese community leader Carmen Changam says the project is making an impact.
So I've heard that it's a big help to have them come. They have found a way to reach these people by going to the doors and knocked.
Healthcare providers here say they will continue medical interventions in the home until Marshall Islanders feel comfortable about going to the doctor. For NPR News, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.